When I told about him living out on the Uncle John out of the Hooker River, Uncle John had a big sawmill, Uncle John, and Daddy worked there when he and Mother got up to courtship and married. About once every, at least once every 2 weeks, he carried a raft of timber to Darien if water was high enough. And if it wasn't high enough, get mule power wagons and take it to a railroad like the Seaboard Railroad, maybe ship it to Savannah instead of Darien by rail. Of course, later, when by the time I was a teenage boy, very, very few pieces of timber that went down the Hoopy River. Now, after it reached Alderman Hall, they didn't have any problem of having plenty of water. The problem there was if the water was falling and get real swift, their problem was to stay away from sandbars or a raft running pretty good speed. And one corner of it hit a sandbar, you could tear up a raft. And the operator really had a problem. He got a raft torn up. But they cut out all that by the time I was a teenage boy, I'm saying. For then, long about the time I was born, or just a year or two afterwards, the branch line railroad that came through here that connected with the main line of Seaboard in Collins and the main line of the central of the Georgia in Wadley. And all the fertilizer was shipped in over the rails, and all of the produce that was shipped by carload lot, like cotton, corn in the air, hogs, things of that nature were shipped out by rail. But later, trucks took over the...
Yeah, the railroad doesn't do much anymore, does it, down here?
Well, most of the railroad, now this Seaboard goes from Savannah, Georgia to Montgomery, Alabama. It's more or less through freight. Now they have a local freight train that comes through. Makes about one round trip a week, I believe. Used to have a round trip a day from Vidalia to Savannah, and then another one from Vidalia to so far that way, and another one on up. But it was a round trip. They could swap boxcars, loaded boxcars, at the, say Vidalia was a terminal or a turnaround place. If there were a boxcar loaded with freight and produce for sections east of Vidalia, they could switch it off on a siding, and the engine that operated this prong of the rail line for the local freight would back in and pick up that car or those cars, ever which the case may be. And ordinarily, a local freight train back as far as, I'd say, 1930, wouldn't be unusual to see one with 15 and 20 boxcars on the main line of Seaboard. Now here, on this short line, it was unusual to see one with over 10 boxcars. But the modes of transportation, instead of as far as railroads are concerned, all of the short haul and a good bit of the long haul, it's no doubt in the minds of all of the public of the United States knows that that's been taken over by big truck carrier lines.
It's kind of too bad.
Ma'am?
It's kind of too bad in a way.
Yes.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, well, that's certainly a pretty quet of beads.
Well, it was a string.
Okay.
Now, if you didn't refer to it as beads, you might call it a necklace.
Okay.
And a lot of people will call a string of beads a necklace, which a necklace is something different, as it is in jewelry books.